Coffee in Space is a podcast by S. Daniel Smith that puts the best in established and up-and-coming science fiction and fantasy writers in front of you, their readers. Dan's goal is to help you learn more about who they are as people, how they write, and how they live. Whether you're listening to this podcast at home, or in your car, or somewhere in between, Dan hopes to transport you to the crew lounge on an intergalactic spaceship, where you can have a cup of your favorite coffee with science fiction and fantasy authors. So sit back, listen in, and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, it's Dan Smith, the host of Coffee in Space podcast. I am so excited to say welcome to season two of Coffee in Space, the podcast where we bring you the best in up-and-coming and current science fiction, fantasy, and other speculative fiction writers. Write to your earbuds so you can learn about the authors that you want to read and learn more about the authors that you already do read. I am really excited to be starting season two. When I began this journey, I thought it would be about 10 episodes long, so that we are on season two and episode number 34 total really just brings a lot of joy to my heart. I hope it does to you too. I want to give just a few minutes to talk about what you can expect this season. So this episode won't be very long because it's just kind of a scene setter, if you will, for what's happening for the season. Now, to begin, there's no way to not have this come out at some point. In fact, I've already alluded to it. But the simple fact is that I'm going on a military deployment. As I record this episode, the deployment is in the future. As you listen to it, part of the deployment has kind of already started. And so I won't tell you specific dates. I believe in Operation Security, OPSEC. I believe that it works. And so whatever frustrations come about because of it, because it is more restrictive as far as communication is concerned, it is a good system when used appropriately. And so I won't be talking about specific dates or where I'm going or really even the ship, although you would be able to figure that out. So I will be on deployment when you listen to this episode and the other episodes of this season up until somewhere around the midpoint of the year, and I'm not sure exactly when we're coming back. And then I'm also not sure exactly when I'll be picking up with new episodes. Everything you listen to in the first 6 months is going to be fresh material, with the exception of one episode that I'm re-releasing, and that'll be further on down the line. But everything is going to be fresh material. It will just have been pre-recorded several months in advance. So you're still meeting new authors, you're still hearing about new books, or if you've read them, you're learning more about the authors and their books and the background for it, but you're just hearing it again, recorded in advance. And so the reason I'm doing that is I don't think taking a 6 to 7, 8 month, somewhere in there, layoff is a good idea when there are, you know, it's kind of like how old blogging used to be, that if you weren't blogging at all times, you weren't winning, as it were. People would forget about your blog. Search engines would stop tracking you, things like that. And in some ways, the same thing in podcasting. So I want this to keep going, but I also wanted to provide good content. So I've, as I sit here right now recording, pre-recording this episode for you, to give you an idea of what the season's going to hold, I'm also recording in the next few days several episodes with a lot of authors, some of whom you have heard of, some of whom you have not heard of. And I'm excited because I'm meeting a lot of new authors this week as I get ready to record these episodes. Some of the authors, like I said, are returning. You'll already know them if you're a longtime listener. And if you're not, I will be giving the episode number that you can go back and listen to the previous episode with them. Some episodes or some of the authors lined up for a second round are Madeline Mosley, who's an independent science fiction dystopian author. Going to have her back on to talk about dystopia as a genre, as a subgenre. I'm going to have Premi Mohammed, the author of Beneath the Rising, back to talk about utopia and dystopia as concepts and what they mean for the world in general, what it would take to get us to either of those two extremes. And then we won't talk necessarily about her second book, but her publisher is releasing her second book during the week that this episode is airing. So it'll be a good opportunity to get to know Preemie a little bit more. Michael Mamet is coming back on to talk about wrapping up a trilogy that he was writing for Harper Voyager. I've had him on to talk about that trilogy, that series before. I love that series. I read all three of the books. I've reviewed, I think, all three of them. And they're great. They're really good military sci-fi. They're perfect for the military fans of science fiction and fantasy group. I know he's gained a few new fans through the group. And I can't wait to have him back on to talk about it. We'll have some others, too, who are coming back, and they'll be talking about some of their writing styles, how they got started in writing and publishing and whatnot, and I'm just really excited about it. So we're going to have some of the old friends come back on. We're going to have a lot of new folks on, and then we'll pick back up late summer, early fall with additional new programming, and I'm excited about that, too, because I want to try and branch out a little bit into maybe some television and movies, get some actors and some script writers, screenwriters on, and talk about that, too. So I want to expand the reach of Coffee and Space, and part of that is expanding the reach of the guest, and so I'm excited about that. I plan in March, and I want to introduce it now because I think it's important. It's been important for me as a writer, for sure. And I don't want to catch anybody off guard. So in March, I am dedicating all 4 weeks worth of episodes to female writers because it is Women's History Month. And I am going to devote one episode to my take on the women who have supported my writing and supported my growth as an artist, author. And so I'm looking forward to it. I hope it doesn't turn anybody off that I take a week off to just discuss that. I'd really be a little not, I don't know what I'd feel if somebody actually was mad that I did that. But I don't think anyone will. I know most of the hardcore group of listeners, and none of them seem to be of that persuasion that they would be upset about that. So I look forward to chatting about it. I've talked about this before on my podcast and other podcasts about how there have just been some really key women in my life going from being a kid up till now who have made an impact on my writing and life in general. So that's something we'll talk about in March, and I look forward to that too, because I look forward to celebrating female writers in science fiction, and then the women who have made an impact on my life too. Okay, and then the final thing that I want to talk about and just give you an idea about is why it's important to subscribe. And I know that's kind of the catchphrase and the call to action to every podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast. I say it at the end of every episode. I, of course, want you to do that. It is important for me to pick up new listeners. It's important for me to be able to talk to authors and say that there are several subscribers. So subscribers do mean a great deal. So yes, please subscribe. But let me tell you why it's actually doubly important today. First of all, it is important for the reasons that I've already mentioned. It helps my rankings. It lets Apple know, Apple, Stitcher, and Google, and all of the others know that people care. And for that reason, by the way, I would also ask that you rate it on those apps. But the other reason, the more important reason, is because going back to that deployment, I won't be able to share these episodes out on Facebook or Twitter. One of the casualties, if you will, of a deployment schedule is access to social media because of the aforementioned operation security. I believe in the concept, so I'm not upset about it. But it also means that I'm not able to share it out. So if you don't subscribe, in particular, if you're part of the Military Fans of Science Fiction and Fantasy group, and you don't subscribe because, of course, I post just about every episode in the group, that's going to get you missing a bunch of episodes. And so it's not going to get you new material. It's not going to introduce you to these authors. And it won't keep you in the game, as it were, with what we do here at Coffee and Space. So if you like the show, if you like meeting the new authors, if you like learning about new books, it is just really important that you subscribe. You can always unsubscribe, of course, if you get to a, you know, if there's for some reason a dry spell and you're just thinking, you know, I'm not cutting it as a host, and I understand that. I'm not sure. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Feel free to unsubscribe. But the important thing to make sure that you get the episodes and hear from the authors and whatnot is to subscribe. So that's just really the important things to make sure that you understand going into this new year. I really am excited. I never thought I'd be a podcaster. I never thought I'd have a moderately successful podcast. I never thought I'd get to meet this many authors and listeners. And so I have really enjoyed this last year, well, 9 months or so since April. I'm looking forward to the rest of the time that we're doing this. I can't wait to connect with you. There's an email address on the Buzzsprout app that you can always reach out at. And I do hope that you'll subscribe. I do hope that you'll make an effort to support the podcast, throw authors my way, throw money my way through buymeacoffee.com/coffeeandspace, because it does cost money to run this. But most importantly, subscribe so that you get the episodes and you can know the authors that you want to read in the future. In the future, on my Goodreads, I will also be reviewing several of the books. I've got a pretty lengthy TBR, to be read pile, that includes a lot of the authors I am interviewing this year. In the next week or two, I won't be able to get to all their books, so the reviews will come out later, but the interviews of the authors will come out now. Okay, I think that about wraps it up and gets us ready for a good season. I am excited about this season. Got a lot of friends coming back, got a lot of new faces showing up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hit the subscribe, rate the podcast, support it if you can, but most importantly, get ready to meet a lot of really cool authors and learn about a lot of cool books. All right. I can't wait to have coffee in space with you again in the future. Dan Smith signing off.